If you search for an image of a human heart online, or a femur bone, or lungs, you'll find thousands of images in a fraction of a second. Given the wealth of existing pictures and sketches, it may surprise you that Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has an in-house team of medical illustrators called Stream Studios to create images of specific procedures or medical issues. WHYY's Nicole Leonard recently visited the illustrators.
The walls of EO Trueblood's office at Stream Studios are covered in drawings of body parts, medical devices, and surgical procedures. A black and white graphite sketch depicts a human heart exposed in the chest cavity, ready for coronary artery bypass surgery. Trueblood often captures images right in the operating room as a procedure happens.
So number one rule of sketching in the OR, no erasers, right? You don't want to be putting sprinkles everywhere.
One reason why an artist is embedded with a medical team during a procedure is to depict an exact moment as a future teaching tool.
If I'm doing a surgical illustration, it's the moment that is most didactic. It teaches a technique. It'll inform the surgeon who's looking at that illustration about tissue reaction, how things are being moved and stretched, what instrumentation is being used.
Trueblood says compared with the images you might find online when you do a quick search, the work of a medical illustrator can go beyond capturing a single aspect of human anatomy or a moment in time. It's about translating knowledge into images and transferring that knowledge in a new format.
And researchers will give me their papers. I have to read them and understand them and then be able to figure out how to best visualize their research or technique.
Sometimes, Trueblood and his colleagues are there to document history being made, like the world's first bilateral hand transplant in a child, or how scientists were able to keep premature lamb fetuses alive using an artificial plastic womb, hoping to one day create something similar to help premature human fetuses survive.
I always joke that, you know, I get to illustrate science fiction sometimes because it is amazing what people are able to figure out and kind of the care that they're able to provide.
Trueblood and the other two illustrators at Stream Studios have gone through very specific training to combine artistic skill with medical knowledge. They had to take anatomy and biology courses, study cadaver dissections, and sit in on active medical procedures. There are only an estimated 2,000 certified medical illustrators in the world. It's a small field, but one that Trueblood says makes a difference.
You have to be able to tell a story and understand how to tell a story visually, simplifying really complex concepts and procedures and diagnoses and distilling them into a visual that anyone can look at and understand.
The studio's other co-founder is even more steeped in the medical realm. Dr. Brian Dunham is a pediatric ear surgeon who is just as comfortable with a stylus pen in his hand as he is with a scalpel.
You know, the act of surgery is you're trying to cognitively build a map of the anatomy you're traveling through. It's the same process that you do when you're drawing, making a drawing. You're trying to discover the form and understand it.
The studio's illustrations are used in everything from scientific journals and manuscripts to the hospital's website, pamphlets, and as a way to explain issues and procedures to patients.
You know, the families have no idea what's on the inside, and they don't understand the gibberish that we're talking, so the picture is worth 1,000 words every time.
The content of the work can be quite serious and scientific, but the illustrators find ways to have fun with it. For example, when choosing a likeness for a drawing, they often use family and friends for inspiration. Dunham points to various illustrations on his office wall.
That's the oldest daughter of one of my other partners. That's my youngest daughter. That's my youngest daughter, a little bit older.
Neither of the studio's co-founders initially envisioned careers as medical illustrators or imagined that this could be a way to make a living as a creative. Both are grateful to have found this niche where art, science, and medicine meet. Trueblood says the work feels valuable in more ways than one.
I get paid to draw every day. It's incredible science and incredible medicine. And ultimately, I feel like there are times where I'm able to give back to the community, which feels great.
The illustrators plan to expand and grow Stream Studios. They hope to take on more 3D and animation projects and offer their skills to medical school programs that are teaching the next generation of surgeons, health providers, and medical illustrators. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.